After the $75 million candy plant expansion goes into operation in Bloomington, Heartland Community College will start an apprenticeship program to train workers for Ferraro North America. In this conversation with Charlie Schlenker, Heartland President Keith Corneal talks about what that means.
In general, it's going to be either a 1 or a 2 year type of an apprenticeship to get through the program that we've designed together. And that's where we're at right now. We're designing and finalizing what that's exactly going to look like. And we're very hopeful that that will take place here as soon as potentially January.
Any important difference between a regular certificate program?
It's tailored a little bit more, but utilizing the types of programs that we do have in place. And then also the other side of that coin is that, you know, they're employees with Ferraro and they're working on site. So they're getting that hands-on, practical, experiential type of learning, as well as supplementing it with what is happening in the classroom.
So who pays the tuition for that then? Does the student pay or does Ferraro pay?
Generally, in most apprenticeships, the company would be paying for that.
And what sort of capacity and numbers are you looking at?
Well, I know that they've talked about initially starting with a smaller cohort of maybe up to 5 individuals, maybe 6. But really, that is a part of what the team has been meeting with over the past couple of weeks and getting all sorted out. You know, it's great to have a partner that really understands apprenticeships, understands what it means and how it works, like we have in Ferraro, and is willing to say, yes, this is a great model to help people upskill or to get the skills that are going to be necessary for them to be high performers in their organization.
The last time we talked, Heartland was just on the cusp of approving its move to improve and expand agriculture programming and to go forward on a complex. Update the community on the progress, would you?
Yes, we've been making great progress on that. We've seen significant growth in our agriculture program here in the way of enrollments over the past couple of years. Of course, we started with as a small program, as an upstart, but we have grown that by more than 30% here in just this fall in our enrollments. So that's demonstrating that there's a real desire and a real need within our community. One of the things we want to focus on with this program is supplementing what is happening both at the high school level and then also at Illinois State and University of Illinois, for example, and keeping the young people here in our community to become educated and to move themselves forward. At the same time, there's a need for shorter term, and those would generally be those transfer track type programs, but there's a shorter term need for certificates for things in various areas of precision technology, fertilizations, and so on. And we've developed those programs and we have them in place now. They've been approved by the state. So everything is there for us to start responding to the needs here in the Bloomington-Normal area.
What's your current timeline looking like for the completion of the ag complex, and has that shifted?
Yeah, our timeline right now is potentially to be starting to move into the ground next spring. We're in the design phase right now of the facility. A 2,900 square foot facility would have a variety of different things: greenhouses, classrooms, precision flex labs. We also have a large space that will allow us a lot of flexibility to bring in large pieces of equipment and or other types of events could be held in there, because it will have that capacity for FFAs to come in from the high schools, 4-H groups. So it has a community component. But all of it is in that the final design phases right now. We hope to be putting shovels in the ground late spring, with then probably about an 18-month completion before we can actually be in the facility.
Bloomington Normal and many communities around the nation are having pronounced workforce shortages. Bus drivers, teachers' assistants, food service workers in school cafeterias, school nurses, childcare workers. Are you seeing a shortage of workers for at Heartland Community College?
We have been okay right now. We have generally always had a pretty stable workforce here at the college, meaning we don't always have a lot of turnover. However, what we are seeing is that in places where we have had some vacancies, it's taking us a little bit longer to find some employees to hire. So I think we're starting to feel the same pains that others are feeling as well in our community.
That's Heartland Community College President Keith Corneal. He spoke with Charlie Schlenker. Corneal says the college is also seeing higher enrollment for training in areas of the workforce that could quickly address one of the reasons for the worker shortage, childcare. The 70 people enrolled in early childhood education degree tracks is more than double what it was before the pandemic. In the fall of 2019, it was 32 people. Some of those students are also in an early childhood practitioner prep partnership with ISU.